thing mean? We just say the word selflessness. If you don't stop to ask the question, what does selflessness look like in practical terms? So that when the time comes, you immediately know, this is what selflessness, this is what God was talking about when he says, husbands, be selfless towards your wives. Okay? So, that's why meditating on God's word is important. Mm-hmm. Because if you just read it, selfless, love your wives as Christ loved the church, okay, you walk away. I've read it now. Okay, yeah. What does the Bible expect us to do? Oh, may the husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. Without stopping to interrogate that verse to say, how exactly did Christ love the church? And they say, okay, you go back and read, and you see that he says, and gave himself up for her. If you stopped there, you have also not finished. The next question is, what exactly does it mean to give myself up for my wife? What does that look like in practical terms? So that's where we are looking at this thing. This is an example. Okay, we have two needs in the home. The wife has a need, I have a need, and we have a limited amount of money. Money can't cover both needs. What do you, as a husband, do? As a selfless husband? Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I think in this case, I can call my wife.
No. First of all. Forget about calling first. Because
we can dialogue together. Depends on the...
Listen, okay. The reason you call for dialogue is because you know the right thing to do and you don't want to do it. Hoping and wishing that your wife will prefer you, because you know, most men, the wife will most likely say, go ahead and fix your car, because she's trying to be a godly wife. But Jesus didn't consult us to ask us, should I die for you or not?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So, as men who want to obey God,
you need to study that picture well.
There is need for dialogue. You were thinking of going to fix your car, and your wife comes and says, darling or honey or whatever she calls you, I need to make my hair, I need 3,000 to make my hair. And you know that the money you have will not be able to fix your car as well as make her hair. What do you do? What does selflessness look like in that situation?
With 20,000, is there a need for the man to give her 10,000?
Following Jesus. Hello.
At least.
Excuse me. Obeying God is never easy.
Easy, thank you.
Obeying God is never easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to make it easy for us any day. The only thing you can be sure of, which he has promised, he said, surely I am with you always. Till the end of the age. When you pass through the fire,
I am with you.
He didn't say he will quench the fire. He didn't say he will stop the flood. One thing you can be sure of,
you cannot die.
It's fire or flood. No, even if you die in it. Whether it be fire or flood or to climb a mountain or to go into a cave.
It is with you.
I am with you always.
And it's for your own good.
And it's for your own good.
Thank
and
you.
He knows what is best for you. The problem often is that we think we know better. That's why we run into trouble. That's why we begin to think about dialogue.
woman.
Okay.
I want to feel like...
Because nobody, the truth is that no godly wife, when you feel like, ah, sorry, honey, I only have this 20,000 naira, and I was just thinking about how to use it to go and change the car tires. You know, I've been thinking about the car tires for the last 2 weeks. I just managed to. No godly wife will say, ah, please give me the 3,000 naira. That's the truth.
Yes.
No. So no, the point is this. The point is this. Don't bring it up in the first place. Because if you bring it up, that's not selfless anymore. Okay. 1 Timothy 3:1-7. No, we have read that before. Okay, let's read it again because the men, we need to see what kind of qualities do we need for the job. Being a husband is a serious job. My father-in-law would say, marriage is not for small boys.
It's for man.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7.
The saying is sure. If any man, anyone aspires to the office of bishop, he desires a noble task. Now, a bishop must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, then great, sensible, dignified, hospitable, an apt teacher, drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, no lover of money. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children submissive and respectful in every way. For if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can he gain the God's
check? Okay, pause there. Okay, he must be what? The qualities. Let's start to read them over and start from it. Verse 2.
He must be husband of
one wife, okay?
Above reproach.
Above reproach. Okay, look, let's look at this closely. One wife means what? You know, oftentimes we are married to one person and we are desiring a not even having a concubine. We are desiring 10 others out there. So faithfulness and fidelity is not just in act but also in my heart. See how serious the thing is. Okay, next quality. Husband and one wife, what else? Separate. What does that mean? It's talking about your temper, alright? Your temperament. Calm. So just as we saw that the ladies have to be calm, the man has to even be calmer. Self-control. Okay? Yes. Yes. Patient. What else?
Sensible.
Sensible. But you know what to do at the right time. Okay? What else?
Dignified.
Dignified. That you are not doing ass down. These days you go to the mall and you see the married man with wife in tow and children, and the guy has his trouser here.
Saggy.
Oh, yes, saggy. Even Christian boys sag now.
It's a saga.
You are?
Yeah?
Oh, okay. I thought you said you are. It's sad, isn't it?
Yes.
You see a Christian gentleman sagging his trouser. What else?
Hospitable.
Hospitable. What else?
Gentle.
Gentle.
Yeah. Okay. An half teacher.
Half teacher. We said that before. And when the ladies were telling us the kind of man they were like, you mentioned that. So don't joke with your time in the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Don't joke with it. You need to be able to teach. You need to be able to answer the questions from your children or your family members who ask from Scripture. What else?
No drunkard.
No drunkard. Not addicted to wine. That one is not, that one is no, no brainer, right?
Addicted to
wine. Wine, yes. Alcohol.
They are the same thing.
No, there's no one.
That means a man can take
alcohol.
He can take wine, but
not a drunkard.
Not being a drunkard.
Well, however, but the point is this, you must be sober.
No,
Okay, so you need to be careful. You see, the problem is they say something that the addict is usually the last person to know that he or she is an addict. Have you heard that statement before?
Yeah.
Yes. The drunkard is usually the last person to know he is drunk. So don't get started in the first place.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't know when you have... Because the funny thing with alcohol is that today, one glass is enough. Before long, one glass is no longer enough.
No.
Two, three, four. And people are telling you, well, you're drunk. You say, no. Only one bottle, I don't take.
Nothing.
Until you find yourself in a gutter. Yes. So it's better not to break. You see, what does the Bible say? He who breaks a wall, who breaks a crack in a wall, what does he do? It's leaving room for all kinds of. If you are an engineer, if you see a dam, even a small crack in the wall of the dam is dangerous. Because water is very strong. That tiny crack, even if it was a nail that made that crack, the day the thing will burst, it won't give you warning and the damage it will cause. So don't even make the crack. Okay? Okay. What else do we find there?
Not greedy.
We have said it before. Greed is one thing that in a year, I don't know how many times the average Christian confesses to the sin of greed. Greed is one sin that we hardly are aware of. Yeah, because it's so subtle. So each day, it's usually a good prayer to pray. Search my heart and know me. Try me and see if there's any unclean way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Because greed is very subtle. Okay? Anything else you missed out?
Not for the patients.
Go on.
He wants to have his own house.
Well, okay. Yes. Not just house management. You know this thing, there's the thing about if you don't see your responsibility as a husband beyond providing food, you will not see that it's important to manage your house well. You can't manage your house well in absentia. I know some men will say, but my work. Well, if you were thinking about your family, you probably wouldn't have taken that walk that doesn't give you time for your family. What else? Yes. Okay, is that the verse 6? Read verse 6.
Not in movies. Let me instead of prayer fall into the condemnation of the church.
You must have a verse 7 says you must have a good reputation among outsiders so that he does not fall into disgrace and the devil's trap. A man of integrity. So, it's a tall order that we have here.
Must not be a recent convert.
Yes. When you think about all these qualities, these are spiritual qualities, are they not?
Yeah.
Yeah. You will see that a recent convert, if he's single, he's probably not ready for the kind of husband that God wants him to be, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he needs some time to mature spiritually. Because being a husband is a spiritual responsibility. Likewise, being a wife is a spiritual responsibility. it's not a social responsibility, it's not a cultural responsibility, it's not the thing you tick off, okay, finish school, tick, have a job, tick, married, tick. No, it's not something like that. It's a lot more than that because there's a lot at stake, okay? All right, next verse, 2 Timothy 2:22. How to be the man who attracts a godly woman. Remember, that's what we are looking at. Who's reading verse 22 for us?
Flee from evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord with pure hands.
Okay. What is this we should do? First thing we should do is what? Flee from what? Useful passions, evil desires of people. What are some examples of useful passions?
We have internet fraud.
Internet fraud.
Partying.
Yes. What? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, adult communication, yes. Those are part of evil desires of people. What else?
Drinking
alcohol. Yeah, I mean, you know, as a boy, you want to try alcohol. Yes.
Smoking
and all those and things like that. Sagging.
Sagging.
Yeah. Well, so he said we should flee those things and then do what instead?
Follow righteousness.
Follow righteousness. This translation says pursue. If you follow, you can be strolling and following. Yeah. Pursue is a more intense activity. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Pure hands. So it says we should pursue righteousness. Take our relationship with God seriously. Not that I come to church because my mommy expects me to be in church. Not that I'm a Christian because my parents are Christians. No, that each one of us, that we can point to a time when we made a conscious decision to follow Jesus. When we pray to invite Jesus into our hearts. If you haven't done that, that will be your first assignment if you want to be the man who will attract the kind of woman you have painted. Alright? Any questions? Comments? Okay, ladies, you are free to talk now.
Thank you. Sir.
Yes, you've been talking now.
About the busy